Not a single refugee has so far taken up the offer of resettlement in Cambodia, but that nation's refugee deal with Australia now looks set to take a major step forward. The International Organisation for Migration says it's ready to facilitate the transfer of refugees from Nauru to Cambodia if a number of conditions are met by the Cambodian government. It's a win for the federal government's controversial policy, which has been widely condemned by international organisations, including the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
It was shrouded in controversy, but the deal was done in Phnom Penh almost 4 months ago. A deal marked by protests outside the Australian embassy in the Cambodian capital. The $40 million agreement was signed by the then Immigration Minister Scott Morrison in a government room not far away. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees stood in condemnation, refusing to play any part in the agreement or its implementation.
Mr. Morrison, any questions?
Now comes some much-needed backing. The International Organisation for Migration, or IOM, says after months of studying the details, it's given the Cambodian government in-principle support to assist with refugee transfers and resettlement. But an IOM spokesman has told AM a number of conditions have been outlined in writing to the Cambodian government, which must be met, and the organisation is awaiting a response. The spokesman says the details won't be made public, but the requirements are in line with all IOM contracts around the world. In September, when the deal was signed, Scott Morrison said he hoped refugee transfers from Nauru to Phnom Penh would begin by the end of last year. The IOM says it doesn't know if any refugees have agreed to be transferred. Refugee advocates say very few, if any, have expressed an interest. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for AM.